Okay, good morning, everybody. Shavuot Tov. So last week we saw the Mishnah. Here's the downside with the Chavrus edition, that there's just a lot of pages to flip. We saw the Mishnah, which is called Gadol, and we saw a few different principles in terms of each stage, right? Each stage, there are essentially three different situations. One is a person who is not familiar. And it's the language of the Mishnah is Kol Shulchech Iker Shabbos. And as Rashi says, meaning, what? Shabbos in the Torah? That's shocking. And therefore, such a person, after whatever, 20 years, needs to bring a Korban Chadas. We saw that second person who is aware that Malachos exist. However, he thinks it's Tuesday. And therefore, since he essentially made one error, he only has to bring one korban. What happens if this takes place 3 weeks in a row, 4 weeks in a row? Even if in the middle he finds out that he fixed his calendar, he starts saying Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, people yell at him that, are we talking about Shlishi? It's with a Revi B'Shabbos? And then people say to him, he realizes himself, oh my goodness, I got my days mixed up. And he reflects on what he did, on what he thought, or sorry, what he discovered was Shabbos. He's like, I didn't do Malachos. Happens a few times. Eventually, once he thinks, oh, no, I really did a number of malachos on the real Shabbos over the past 3 weeks, let's say, he still would only need to bring one korban because there's one helem, and that is, it's a mistake during the calendar week. The third case, though, however, it's that a person is aware, he's cognizant that today's a holy Sabbath. However, he is not aware of various malachos, and he does various malachos once he realizes, i.e. he's taught, says Rashi, by Chacham, that those malachos were in fact aser, when he thought they were not, he then needs to bring a korban chatas for each malacha that he violated, and it doesn't matter if it's the av or the tolada, yachat mechatas. However, if it's the same malacha, meaning violate the Av and the Tolada, or the same Av twice, you'd only bring one Korban because you only violated one Malacha. And if over a three-week period you violated Kosev, 3 weeks in a row, and then you learned that after that third week that Ksiva is in fact Aser, you'd again only bring one Korban because you only made a mistake called Kosev, right? Ksiva, that you violated. Yes, repeated three times, but is that one issue? What's that issue? I didn't realize that either this constitutes Ksiva or I didn't realize that the Kotev is Asher Min HaTorah. And so you have to bring a Korban after those few weeks. Okay, that was the Mishnah. Now, any question? We're good? We're good so far? Okay. In order to appreciate Tosfos' question Rashi, he's going to quote another Sugya, which is just a few blood after our, I'd rather just, instead of reading the question and then needing to learn the sugya, let's learn the sugya to begin with, a much greater appreciation of the question, okay? So let's do that. So let's flip. So you'll notice, if you take a look at Tosfos there, he asks a question on what's in a lakama, on Ayin Amud Beis. So let's flip, please, to Ayin Amud Beis, just a few blood from now. And it's the sugya at the bottom. Okay. And it's a bit of a complicated case. Actually, very complicated. So we're going to have to read it very slowly and try to figure out what he's actually saying. Here we go. Amar Rava. Here we go. Katsar v'tachan. So the person did Katsira, which is, what's Katsira?
Harvesting.
That's cutting. So, the Gemara on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, we're going to learn this complicated case at the bottom in order to appreciate Tosfos's question. So, by the two dots, right? Ayin Amud Beis, two dots, four-fifths way down. Amarava. Katsar v'tachan. So, a person does tzira, a person harvests. V'tachan, and he grinds. Now, this is very important. Kaguro geras. A person needs, and you see this a lot. But every malacha has a shear. Well, actually, that's not 100% true at all. Well, yeah, sometimes the shear is kosher. But every malacha has an amount. Sometimes it's a little bit. So I'll give you an example. Everyone is familiar with this one, right? What's the amount by ksiva? What do you have to be kovtiv to violate? You have to? Two letters, right? Now, what about it? It's not that simple. And so for, but for argument's sake, you know, kosev shnei, you have to write down two osios. For now, we'll leave it as simple, then we'll correct it in a couple months from now. Right? You have to write down two letters, right? So there's a shear. So by the way, for hotzah, there's also a shear. For a hotzah, there's many mishnayos talk, but it has to be something that's like enough, the item has to be what people, it's like usable, you know? It has to be like an item that you're carrying. It could be a little bit, but you might also require a lot. It all depends on, you know, the average person, oil, for example, you know, has to be the minimum amount of oil that you use to put on a baby's ear, to like various definitions, but there's an amount. So too, there's an amount by grinding. What do you have to grind? How much have to be in order to be machai? The answer is kagugeres. Anyone know how to say gugeres in English?
Dried fig.
Very good, a dried fig. Okay? Now, it's less than a regular fig, right? When you dry something, it shrinks, right? Because you remove all the water. So it's less of a volume than a regular fig. In fact, Rashi gives a definition somewhere that a kli can hold, which again, you can just picture this in your head, 100 dry figs would only be able to hold 50 regular figs. Which makes sense, right? When you dry out a fig, you're probably cutting the volume in half because you're removing all the water content. Right? That, yes? Is that science people? Does that make sense? Okay, fine. So, and that's the shear that would machayev you on any food malacha. Any malacha that pertains to food, that's the amount, kagugeres. Which is not a lot at all. Okay? That's important. Okay, let's continue. So what did the guy do? So this guy, on Shabbos, does the shear of, right, performs the shear, the amount that he shouldn't have, mechayev himself, on Shabbos, of katzav v'tachan, two different malachos, which, by the way, are related to each other, right? Part of the order. B'shigigas Shabbos uzadon malachos. Okay, so what does shigigas Shabbos mean? And what zadon malachos? Which case is this? Case A, B, or C? What's shigigas Shabbos? He doesn't know it's Shabbos. So that's a calendar error. Right? He thinks it's Tuesday. Okay? But, Zadon Malachos, what does that mean? What does he do? Mezid of Malachos. What does Mezid mean?
With intent.
Intent meaning, he knows that Tchina, and he knows that Ktzira are Aser. But why is he doing it? Because he thinks it's Sunday. So you follow? That's what this means. So it's very, again, that's referred to a case of, which by the way, this is exactly case B. Case B is, Shigigas Shabbos Zadon Malachos. Right? It's my day of the week is incorrect, but I'm consciously doing malachos. I know they're usher. I'm doing them anyways. The reason is because I think it's not Shabbos. That's the case. Okay, ready? Now, the Chazar, and he later on that day, I realize this is a pretty wild case. Katzar v'tachan, he again does ktsira and tchina, again kagogeres, again with the amount that he would be violating a biblical prohibition, that's the issue d'oraisa, but now look at the case, it's zadon Shabbos v'shigigas malachos. So again, at 11 o'clock in the morning, or 10 o'clock in the morning, no, he's not doing that, he's... Okay, no, right, I forgot, I think it's a Sunday, right? So he wants to go, so there's Sunday morning, there's a 9:30 minyan, so he wakes up at 7 to get some work done. you know, while before tide outside, halvai, right? So he goes to the field, he does tzira and tchina. Shows up, he does them. Finishes the tchina, goes to shul, dressed in work clothes, with holding his tefillin, and someone sees him. Oh, his tefillin is still in the shul, maybe. Okay, right? Because I'll tell you why, because I don't want to be violating hotza.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I got to be careful. So, you know, his tefillin, I mean, I guess he could violate hotza, but it's not the case. I don't want to add any malachas to the poor guy. We're going to nail him. I don't want to, you know, nail him with, you know, without without cause.
There's
an Erev. Look, it's good. I have a good joke, but not for now. So, fine, there's an Erev, his tefillin are in his locker. He shows up to shul in his work clothes, and everyone's wearing, of course, a suit and tie, and it's super embarrassing, but at least, but now what has happened by going to shul at 9:30 in the morning? Now he knows the day of the week, right? So now, okay, then what happens? Then he's very excited, so he has a Shabbos meal, and then at 3 in the afternoon, he violates, I realize this is pretty wild, Ktzira and Tchina. How? In a different manner, which he doesn't think is Issa Daraisa. Right? So again, he does Ktzira and Tchina Bishogeg, knowing that it's Shabbos. You follow? Right? Everyone get the case? Mm-hmm. So again, same Shabbos. So again, at 7 o'clock in the morning, thinking that it's Sunday, he violates Ktzira and Tchina. Shows up to shul, gets super embarrassed, is corrected of the day of the week, and then the afternoon, he goes to the field, and he violates Ktzira and Tchina, thinking that the way he did it is mutter. Okay, so it's Shigiga Malacha, so that's that case, okay?
Is it sad that he thinks he did it in a mutter way, or he just stomped, forgot that it's even a thing?
No.
Is it showing that he's...
Ksar fatach, Chanukah Gerz, v'shegigas melachos.
He
forgot those melachos raser.
Yeah,
in Achinami. Right. Yeah. He forgot those melachos raser. He's like, just did them, you know, 4 hours earlier. Okay? Now, here we go. What's important... Okay. So this guy violated 4 malachos on Shabbos. Okay? 4 malachos on Shabbos, he violated. Don't look in the Gemara. If you need to nail him, so again, let's go through this case again. He violates 2 malachos, taking that as Sunday. He's told that the day is now Shabbos. By the way, he's not reflecting on malachos that he did. That's actually very important. So it's not like he now says, oh my goodness, 3 hours earlier I did this, I should be chayv, right? No. He does, knows that it's Shabbos, violates Tchina and Ktzira Shigiga Malachos. Then, after Shabbos, whatever, Sunday, doesn't really matter, even Shabbos, right? Realizes, in retrospect, that he did 2 counter correction Shigiga. How many karbanos would you nail him with, and why?
3.
Why?
1 for the calendrical error, because the first 2 were a calendrical error, not a malacha error. And then 2 in the latter one, because that's a malacha error, so then he's chai for each malacha he violated that he forgot about. So 3 total.
3 total. BJ. 3. Yoni. Don't look at the Gemara. Don't look at the Gemara. So, not sure. It's fair. It's a very difficult case. Okay, let's continue reading. You'll be shocked. Here we go. Bus. So again, what happens now is, so then, no dolo al ksiro tchina shal gigir Shabbos. Afterwards, right, and this is very important to the Gemara, only afterwards he's then told... Or I should say, he realizes that he did a tchina and he did tzira in the morning, right? I.e., 7:30 in the morning, right? Right? And he also realizes uzdad malachos that he, of course, that he. And remember, that's when he knew that he did malachos, but again, he thought it was Sunday. Then And then he was also then told that in the afternoon he messed up as well. So he's told after, and this is very important, he's not told in the middle. Only after everything, he's told a mistake in the morning, only after everything is he told his mistake in the afternoon. Okay, that's the case, that's exactly what we said. Here we go. Ktsira, turn the page, right? Ayin, Aleph, Murav. Ktsira, Goreres, Ktsira. Trina Goreres Trina. Aval no dalog tzira shozodin shabes vegiyesh malachos. Tzira Goreres Ksira Trina Sheima Utrina Sheknegda Bimkoma Omedes. Guess what? He brings one korban for everything. Okay, what's going on here? Oh, my mistake, sorry. My mistake, sorry. He brings two. My mistake, sorry, sorry. He brings two. So let's go through this again. Ktsira, so again, what is Rava saying? The ktsira that he does in the morning, Goreres the Ktsira later on. Meaning, with one korban, chatas, he can connect the morning Ktsira and the afternoon Ktsira. Then, the Tchina in the morning connects to the Tchina in the afternoon. Why? Because remember, if you violate, right? If you violate, and this is, I understand why you're saying he should do three, because in theory he made three issues, but here's the problem. When you bring that korban in the morning, it's going on those two malachas. Remember what we said about malachas? If you have to be nailed for a korban, what happens if you violate in the same day? I probably should start with this. If I do tchina in the morning and tchina in the afternoon, I bring one, no? Mm-hmm. So the question is the fact that I'm bringing, if I have to bring two korbanas, one for, because let's say just in the afternoon case. Just in the afternoon case, everyone would agree you bring two korbanos. Right? Everyone agrees? That's easy. I mean, if just in the afternoon case, you bring two korbanos, meaning I know that it's Shabbos, I do these two malachos, I bring two. Mm-hmm. Now, in the morning, it is true that it's a different error. But if I'm if they're connected, if they're the same malachos that I do later, so how can I get nailed for the same malacha the same day? You're right. So it's a different error, but when the malacha is the same, do you then bring a different korban or not? You follow? So you're right. It's true.
If it cancels out, so then you don't actually. It's like there's nothing even left for you to be nailed on because it's already canceled out.
So Rava seems to say, that's what he says here, the ktsira, goreres ktsira. So one chatas he holds can wrap up your ktsiras. Utrina goreres trina. And he says that your trina can be wrapped up with your trina that you did later on as well. After all, it was done by Helam Achad. Aval, so again, you bring one for the morning because you remember, Aval no dalo al ktsira shal zadon Shabbos v'shigigas malachos. Ktsira goreres ktsira. Trina sheima. Utrina shekenegda bimkoma omedes. So Rashi seems to Rashi. Look, read Rashi here. He He says, Tzira Gereres Tzira, Shnia Bekaparasa. V'tchina Goreres is a Tchina Hashnia. Yitzchapru Kulan. The Kaimalan. Avo Shnei Zise Chela Behelem Achad. Enachem Elachaz. V'zeh Sh'asa Shteik Tziros Behelem Achaz. Shalo Lona Lo Ben Tzir Lek Tzir Shechata. Af Alpi Shalom Asho Shnia Chaluk Tzat. Mishal Rishona Sosof Helem Achad Hu. Tlo Noda Lo Chato Ben Taim. V'yidios Chet Hu D'mechalakas. Hilkach. Chatas Zo Sheba Alak Tzira. V'tchina Rishona. Atarvayu kaima. Vizchapru imak tzira shok tziros sha'alav shenasu behalem achad. Vimatchina shenikrapru akot tchina sha'alav shenasu behalem achad. So, Rashi seems to imply that how many korbanos do you bring? How many korbanos do you actually have to bring? Do you bring two, three, or one? How is Rashi understanding what Rava is saying? Okay, so it's two, right? He says you only have to bring two.
Right.
You only need to bring two. That, not three, not one. Why two? That you're
already telling, like in atones.
It right, that you do, the korban that you bring, shall we say, is still connects. That meaning, even though you made that additional mistake, since at the end of the day it's all about malachos. Once you bring for the malacha of tchina and for ktsira, that's it. The ktsira and the tchina is subsumed under it. And therefore, it's really... So you look at the afternoon as the ikar, right? So there's two malachos that you did. You bring for two. And the ones you did in the morning, yeah, but you did malachos in the morning. Yeah, but you already brought a korban for each one of those malachos. Since you brought a korban for each one of those malachos, you don't bring a third. Yes, it's true that you made another mistake, but once you bring a korban for a malacha, you don't bring another one for that same malacha.
I mean, when I struggle with this, I thought the whole idea of forgetting the Shabbos is that it's not going on the malacha. You're chayav on forgetting the Shabbos, not forget. It's proportional to forgetting the Shabbos, not forgetting the malacha. So in Achanami, yeah, so it cancels out the malacha. But at least according to the mission, it seemed that when you're forgetting Shabbos, you're bringing a korban because you forgot Shabbos, not necessarily on the malacha itself. So I'm saying like...
But remember, if I forget that it's Shabbos, I don't do malacha. Do I bring a korban?
Mm. So if the malacha is canceled, so then you're forgetting, but you haven't...
At the end of the day, it's violating the malacha. That is what's aser. Right? So, if you forget it, Shabbos, that's not good, but it's the performing the malach. So, again, there's a helem issue. A helem, right? Helem is like helem echa, right? With one forgetfulness, right? So, and again, the question here is, so let me explain, there's a concept called chiluk malachos. Chiluk malachos means we split the malacha. So, I don't look at it as if the malachos are split. Why? Because I remember, he was not corrected in malachos by going to shul. You follow? When he went to shul, the only thing that was corrected for him was that it was Shabbos. There wasn't an educational correction by going to shul. There was a calendar correction from going to shul. Therefore, because he didn't learn anything, so to speak, during shul. Can you believe it? People actually just daven in shul. No, I'm just kidding, right? So because all he did was the calendar was fixed, right? You follow? Therefore, that's this terminology. There's no chiluk malachos. It's the same, you follow? Chiluk malachos only takes place with education. Since there's no education by going to shul, there's no chiluk malachos. The two malachos that I did in the afternoon, accidentally, I have to bring korbanos for, and the ones that I did in the morning can be subsumed underneath. Why? Tchina, tchina. Ktsira, ktsira. Same thing.
So then how was this made known to him? As
So again, so it means that on Sunday, someone taught me that those melachos were asur. Then I go, oops, right?
You mean so, the following
day? Yeah, let's say the following day, I go to Hilchot Shabbos here, I learn about Tzira, I learn about Tchina. I say to myself, oh my goodness, did I mess up yesterday? That at 2:30 in the afternoon, I did Tzira Tchina. And I have to bring two korbanos. Okay? And what I did in the morning, I wouldn't be nailed again because the end of the day, yes, I made a mistake. I thought it was a Sunday, even though it was really Shabbos. But because the malachas were the same as my malachas that I did in the afternoon, Rava says, it's just, he called the word goreres. Right? I think that's the language he uses. It's right, goreres. Ksira goreres. Ksira tchina goreres tchina. Because it's the same helem. That's the chiddush. So again, why is it the same helem? It's the same helem. It's the same error. Why is it the same error, even though it's really not the same error? The answer is because he was never taught. Unless you're taught... So again, he was taught something. He was taught that today was Shabbos. But that isn't helping him with Tchina and Ktsira. So, Helem Achad means one error. And he says in many ways it's the same error. The error is called, I didn't know Ktsira and Tchina. If I don't know Ktsira and Tchina, I got to bring two korbanos. Oh, I did Ktsira and Tchina in the morning because I thought it was Sunday. For that, I should bring another korban. That was your rationale made a lot of sense, right? If I didn't know Rava, if someone would ask the question, I just know the Mishnah, I'd also say, bring three. No. That's very important. Because here's the key. And you'll see why this is very important because this is going to be Tosfos' question. Without education, right? How do I stop a helem? I need to be educated. He was educated. He was educated in shul that today is Hayom Shabbos Kodesh. That was his education. His education was not malachos, and his education didn't lead him to realize on Shabbos that he violated two things in the morning. He only realized the next day that he violated two things in the afternoon and two things in the morning. All beautiful for different reasons. And so Rava says, two korbanos. Okay? So, what's very important from here is this principle called lo noda lo. He needs to be educated. Which is good, because like education is good, right? We like education. Okay. Fine. Now, if he would have been educated, then he would have had to have more korbanos, right? Then he would have been. If he was taught about his korbanos, then he'd have to bring potentially three. Because then he realized, if it pointed out to him in the afternoon, in the morning in shul, then he would have to bring a korban in the morning for what he did. That was one helem. But if he's not educated on those matters, then in theory, he'd only bring two.
Why do we use the lashon of goreres?
I guess, I don't know, like it slept with or something, you know? Leads to? BJ, what does our school say? Goreres. I don't know. Leads to?
Goreres.
Maybe. I don't know.
Draws along.
Leads to. Okay. Draws along. Leads to.
Is it just a way of being lenient? Or is there like a principle beyond, like behind the Goreres idea that we're like exonerating him for...
Mitzvah, Geres, Mitzvah, no?
Yeah,
You're saying... Interesting question. Why do they use... You're right, it's a good question. Why specifically is the word Goreres used? I'm not sure. Good question. I got a thing with that. Okay. That's the opinion of Rava. Comes on Abaye and says, not so simple. Abaye Amar Nami Goreres Tchina Shem Tchina Chasi. He holds that you bring one chatas for everything.
It's like all four?
For all four. Only bring one chatas for everything. He did wrong. Why? Because he says, very simple, what you did in the morning actually affects everything else with it. Meaning, your one helem is the morning one. Meaning, what happened? What?
It should be terminated once you realize. Why on earth should I include the ones that happen after the helem is done with? No?
Let's look at Rashi. Have to, so before I read Rashi, I want to. It could be that again, since look at the flip way. Since this person in the morning is violating, meaning once, you know, since what's the first thing that the person did that was wrong? The first thing the person did that was wrong was he performed two malachos on Shabbos Tegel Rosada. Was that to bring a korban for that, for those two malachos? So you know, why do we not flip around and say, well, I'm bringing a korban, including because I violated these two malachos. You follow? So since I violated those two malachos, I'm bringing a korban for them. It's the same Shabbos. If it's the same Shabbos, more tchina and more ktsira on that same Shabbos, I'm bringing a korban for ktsira and tchina already. You follow? Meaning, the moment I bring a korban, it's what's subsumed under this korban? Ktsira and tchina. Right? So then, even though, yes, I'm doing Ktsira and Tchina under a different pretext called, I don't think this is forbidden, but since the korban that I'm bringing is because of an act of Ktsira and Tchina, therefore, at the end of the day, it's about malachos, right? So once I'm doing the same malachos later on during the same... By the way, that's a big chiddush. But regardless how you look at it, and this is the important concept here, is that Abaye or Rava, either one of them is saying, you can have the same, the Ikar is that the same Shabbos, by violating the same Malacha twice on the same Shabbos, Tchina, Tchina, Ktsira, Ktsira, you don't necessarily get nailed for everything that you do. Right? I mean, right? There's a statute of limitations. What's a statute of limitations? You can never be chai of more Malachos then you violated. Unless you were, you know, yes, that's the answer. Unless you were educated on that principle and you still did it again. Right? Meaning, if 9 o'clock I do the malacha, at 10 o'clock I'm educated, at 11 o'clock I do malacha, at 12 o'clock I'm educated, yes, I would nail me for 3 tchinas every time because, but you need a yediyah. You need a helem yediyah, helem yediyah, helem yediyah to be chayev. Since I don't have a helem and a yediyah, therefore, it's not 3 or 4, right? Right? But it's either 1 or 2. That's what I'm trying to point out here. Is that you understand? You need a helem and a yediyah in the same area of a helem and a yediyah in order to be nailed with the next one. Helem is a forgetful. I forget. So you need to forget and be corrected in the manner that you forgot, and then do another mistake in that same... Now, in order to be chayav another korban. On that same Shabbos. Meaning, again. So let's go through our case. If I were at 7:30 in the morning, thinking that it's a Sunday, go out to my field and do ktsira and tchina, show up to shul in my weekday clothes, realize that it's Shabbos, think again that it's a calendar mistake, right? Right? And at 2 in the morning, I violate Ktsira and Tchina again. In theory, I would bring 2 korbanos. Why? Because I violated the calendar mistake. I was corrected. One. Again, I violated, corrected. Two, every time you have a violation, correction, the package creates a korban. But it has to be the violation, correction in the same type, meaning either that I fix a calendar or that I'm now educated. But if one of those is missing, I don't have to then tack on another malacha, meaning I don't tack on another korban, I should say, sorry, another korban. So, according to Rava, when I violate those two malachos in the afternoon, are the same two malachos I violate in the morning. And my correction is not in the realm of malacha. It's just the realm of calendar. So therefore, I don't have a full helem correction. Helem correction, I don't. Because my correction is on a facet that I'm not violating later. I'm not violating another calendar mistake later in the afternoon. I'm violating a shigigas malachos. So since it's a different area, it's not tacked on. So the whole machlokes is either do I look at the two in the afternoon, in which case I have to bring two, or the two in the morning, which is just really only one korban. That's the machlokes in Rava and Abaye. But everyone agrees, without that package, you don't violate, you don't get nailed with more korbanos.
Can you say that correction is like is more of a correction than just a calendrical correction? Because it says
meaning the correction in the case of Rava?
Yeah, because I'll make the case because like it even says in our case that the guy in the first time he's cognizant that these are malachas. So by correcting his calendar, it's like you're teaching him. It's like you're teaching Mishabbos, then that comes along with it. Now he remembers that those are malachas again. So then when he does them again, so then you could say it's like a forgetting after correction. Because by virtue of you telling him it's Shabbos, he knows that they're malachas.
I know he knows. Careful, remember. Here's what's very important. This is what I want to say. He only remembers that he violated those two malachas the next day. It's not like he's in sitting in shul during the drasha. But he's spacing out, and he says, I did Ksir and Tachina this morning. No! He thinks he did nothing this morning. He only realizes he does Ksir and Tachina on Sunday morning. Meaning, he realized that he did Ksir and Tachina that he thought was Sunday on Shabbos, and he also only realized Sunday morning, when he was educated, that he violated Ksir and Tachina in the afternoon. So he has no realization. He has no yediyah of malachos during davening. The only thing that he has yediyah of during davening is that Hayom Shabbos Kodesh. That can be very important.
But it says that he knows that they're malachos. Is that the Mishabbos?
Wait, what are you talking about? No, again, in the morning at 7:30.
No, but in the second case, Bishigagos Malachos. Hang on, that's implying that he knew originally that they were Malachos in the first time. He just forgot on Shabbos, but he knows they're Malachos.
Right, so that's what Yoni said. Remember what Yoni said? Yoni said either he. So it had when he does it in the morning. He knows exactly that what he's doing are Malachos.
Yeah.
He just thinks it's Sunday, but in the afternoon, either. It's he doesn't realize these are Asar. As he forgot that they were Asar. Or he didn't realize this was considered Av Malacha or Tolada.
I'm just trying to say that like when you have a correction for someone that knows that these are Malachas and Shabbos, once you tell them it's Shabbos and that correction can also bestama.
That's not okay, so that's obviously not true. I mean, that's an assumption that I guess that seems to be dismissed. Listen. It seems crazy. Right. Right. It's far out.
So basically, so Rabbi Taina's.
Listen, the fact that you could have a shigiga twice the same day is pretty wild, no?
I mean, it was like a concussion or something, whatever.
So, no, by the way, if it's a concussion, it could be Ones, no?
Because
he's not aware.
So Rabbi's basically saying two.
Maybe not, actually.
Okay. Rabbi basically says two because the malachos cancel each other out, and Abaye says one because...
I look at the morning, once you bring my korban for these two malachos in the afternoon, But covered.
Oh, because I guess the difference is that Rabbah holds at the afternoon or counts in the morning, but Abaye holds at the morning.
Counts in the afternoon. Correct. Exactly. Okay. That's what the Gureris means. You're right. I know it is a weird. It is a. Yoni's right. It is an odd language of Gureris because it's not. What do you mean there? Was it? What was it? The leads through.
You could say encapsulates. It would be better.
But that's what I would say. I think I said that originally. I said subsumed. I think is a fancy word I use. Right? Not that it's so fancy, but right. But not. I wouldn't use the word Gureris, would I? Mitzvah Gureris mitzvah. Is a very different understanding than subsumed, no? Yeah. Or covered by? I think Gerer is also covered by? But we don't use that term. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't have a good explanation. Attached. What?
He's like debug, like attached almost. Like it's concurrent with like.
Yeah.
It's like a hit bit type term. Like you've got.
Right. Okay. I hear you. I wouldn't. But it is interesting that Gemara used that word.
It comes up also, I think. Well, I see.
Yeah. What does it come up with?
Fulane. It has the same sort of translation where it says that everything is subsumed or Gararis kulalatuma. It's
kolishi. What?
Kseis basar. Gararis kulalatuma.
Yeah.
I imagine that's also like.
Would Gurus also use? I saw by eating chilev. Also, like by Helam, by Chelav, I say that Rashi is bringing the case. Yeah, it's interesting. We learned a new Hebrew word, or I guess it is always difficult when you learn words that are used in modern Hebrew. Sometimes when they're used in like a Mishnah context, it's not exactly the language that we use in Hebrew, and we see that from here, right? Thank you. Right, because Gores is sometimes used as a form of. So, wait, if that's true, do we have an insight into Mitzvah, Gerus, Mitzvah?
No, I don't want
so not instead of one mitzvah leads to the mitzvah, maybe you could say one mitzvah, it's like it's subsumed another mitzvah. It's like a pile. It
takes mitzvahs to do mitzvahs.
Yeah. Oh, so sorry. This is a chiddush in the Mishnah. Okay, fine, that's cool. But that's the. Okay. Okay, then we're going to bring a question from eating chelev, but that's different. Chelev will be different. And then the Gemara will try and bring a stira to chelev, where for every size of chelev, you have a different korban. And the Gemara will say, how can you compare eating chelev to lachos and Shabbos? Okay, that's the. Right? But I don't care. It's not our sugya for now. But the answer is they're different, and you can understand why they're different. Lachos are one thing, and eating chelev, eating forbidden fats, is something different. So the more I tried to make those havmi, I say they're similar, and the skin is they're not similar, and that's for each time you eat chelav, each kazayis you're nailed, right? You eat seven kazaisim b'shkiga for seven things. That makes sense why that would be the case by Shabbos. Okay, fine. That's that sugya. Okay, now we'll start our question. back to our topic. Back to our gemara. Okay, first Tosfos on. Simple sign rebase. I don't even want to do this whole Tosfos. I didn't do the first part. So, here's Tosfos. Tell me what you think of this. Klagado. Perish for countries. So, Tosfos is quoting Rashi. Af opi shalo no dalo bintayim. So, again, this goes back to the case of Yudea Iker Shabbos. You know that Shabbos exists. And what do? You know that Shabbos exists. And you violate the same halacha.
Right. That's for each Shabbos. Now does it count? Isn't this the.
Which one is this? Yodei Iker Shabbos? Yeah. Yodei Iker Shabbos. Yodei Iker Shabbos. This is. This is the calendar mistake. Okay, this is the calendar mistake. So again, you know what your Shabbos, your Shabbos in the Torah. You do many malachos and many Shabbosos. You're chayav for each Shabbos. Fine. Afa bishlo nadi lo bintayim, arminan yamim shebeneihem avinan yediya. Rashi says, this is very important. Rashi says there's an automatic yediya between each Shabbos. Remember what we said? This is a very important principle. When you have a yediya, it nails you. With a korban. Remember that? You have to do. Remember, if I go 3 weeks in a row
and I don't know that kosev is aser, even though I violate kosev 3 weeks in a row, I bring one korban because there's no yedia. When there's a yedia, oops, I bring the korban. So after 3 weeks of violating kosev, I'm told that there's a concept in the Torah called kosev is aser. I bring a korban, only one, not three. Even though I wrote on three Shabbases, remember, because when it comes to the knowledge of malachos, we do not assume that you're knowledgeable until you're knowledgeable. But when it comes to weeks, we assume that you cannot go a full week without autocorrect. Right? Look, again, look at Rashi. Well, Tosfos going to Rashi, sorry. Havinon yedila chalek. Why? Efshar shelo shama bintayim. Shalos oyom. Shabbos haya. Shelo nizgar b'malachos. So Rashi says, why is it that if you go three, if you have a counter mistake, on Wednesday, it gets corrected. You forget again. Next week, same as you make the same mistake, and it gets corrected. Rashi highlights. Rashi highlights this. And according to Rashi, you make three calendar mistakes in a row. You're corrected each week, and you still make a mistake. You bring three different korbanos. Right? Right? That's very important. Rashi, again, Rashi says, I make three calendar mistakes in a row. I'm corrected each week. At the end of 3 weeks, I say to myself, well, sorry, let me say it better. When I get corrected on Wednesday that first time, I don't think I did anything wrong. I think, oh my goodness, today's Wednesday? Oh, I can't believe today's Wednesday. I thought today was Thursday. I think, wait, what did I do on what I thought was really Shabbos? Nothing. I reached that conclusion three times. At the end of those three times, I then reflect again. I'm like, you know what? I actually did do something wrong. You know what I did? I did, let's say, Tzira and Tchina. Let's use those cases. I would need to bring one korban. Why? Because I made one mistake. Calendar mistake. I did that three Shabbases. I then bring three korbanos. Okay? So, but after, on Wednesday, when I was corrected of my Shabbos, I don't think I did anything wrong, so I don't bring any korbanos. Week two, same thing. After week three, I actually reflect and I conclude that I did do malachos. When I conclude that I did do malachos, I need to bring one korban for each Shabbos. Because it's irrelevant how many malachos I did. Because my mistake was a calendar mistake. Okay? So again, let's go through our pattern here. What do we see by Rashi? You need to do the helem. And then I have my yedia. But when is my yedia? My yedia is coming at the end of the third week, says Rashi. No, oops, my mistake. Wrong. Oops, my mistake. Sorry, I have a yedia basically every week. Sorry. Because I have my helem yedia, helem yedia, helem yedia, I bring three korbanos. Sorry. Okay? That's very important. So that's what Rashi says. Tosfos says, wait, how could this be? The Kasha, and he quotes the Gemara that we did a long time ago. And we're running out of time. Katzar, Vetacha, and Kugugeres, Vishiga Shabbos, Vizadam Malachos, Vachaz, Vakatza, Vetacha, and Geres, Vizadam Shabbos, Vishiga Malachos, Ksira, Gores, Ksira, Tchina, Gores, Tchina, Perush. And here's the key words. Ve'ena, Chayav, Ela, Achas. You only bring one korban. The Shabbos Achas. You bring one korban for the same Shabbos. Ayri v'shtei Shabbosos. Aya chayav shtayim. Diyalin shebin sehim havinan yediya lechalek. Alma afa bishaloda lo kodem tzira achorona shoso yom Shabbos hu. Tabizadon Shabbos. Katzar v'tachan afil hachi lehavinan yediya lechashiv. Because, period. Okay, we did that quickly, and we're going to go over it again. God willing, next week. If you have Torm during the week, now that we've done this very long introduction, let's see if you can. What? Why is Tosfos bothered by the Gemara that we just learned? Why is Tosfos bothered by the Gemara that we just learned? How does he explain it? And then we're, however, going to... How can we save Rashi from Tosfos' question? That'll be all next week. Okay, have a good day, everybody. How things are important to